Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alright, I'm going to play a clip from Dr. Strangelove, 1964, which was based on real plans that were there. And then I'm going to go to break in 5 minutes. And I'm going to bang out all the calls. And then I got a special guest that will be with me from the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes the next hour, and then Kate Daly will do 30 minutes. She understands doing the 4 hours sometimes I commandeer it, and I appreciate her and don't disrespect her. But what you see in this 1964 Stanley Kubrick movie, which we have the background of right here, is what is actually happening now. The old battle plans are happening now. Here's the report, and we're going to come out of break hot, straight to your calls.
I think that possibly 100 years.
You mean people could actually stay down there for 100 years?
It would not be difficult, my Führer. Nuclear reactors could... I'm sorry, Mr. President. Nuclear reactors could provide power almost indefinitely. Greenhouses could maintain plant life. Animals could be bred and slaughtered. Quick survey would have to be made of all the available mine sites in the country. But I would guess that a dwelling space for several hundred thousand of our people could easily be provided.
Well, I would hate to have to decide who stays up and who goes down.
Well, that would not be necessary, Mr. President. Could easily be accomplished with a computer. And the computer could be set and programmed to accept factors from youth, health, sexual fertility, intelligence, and a cross-section of necessary skills. Of course, it would be absolutely vital that our top government and military men be included to foster and impart the required principles of leadership and tradition. Actually, they would break prodigiously, eh? There would be much time and little to do. But with the proper breeding techniques and a ratio of, say, 10 females to each male, I would guess that they could then work their way back to the present gross national product within, say, 20 years.
But look here, Doctor, wouldn't this nucleus of survivors be so grief-stricken and anguished that they'd, well, envy the dead and not want to go on living?
No, sir. Excuse me. Also, when they go down into the mine, everyone would still be alive. There would be no shocking memories. And the prevailing motion will be one of nostalgia for those left behind. Combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
Doctor, you mentioned the ratio of 10 women to each man. Wouldn't that necessitate the abandonment of the so-called monogamous sexual relationship? I mean, as far as men were concerned.
Regrettably, yes. But it is, you know, a sacrifice required for the future of the human race. I hasten to add that since each man will be required to do prodigious service along these lines, the women will have to be selected for their sexual characteristics, which will have to be of a highly stimulating nature.
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
I think we ought to look at this from a military point of view. I mean, supposing the Ruskies stashed away some big bomb, see, and we didn't. When they come out in 100 years, they could take over.
I agree, Mr. President. In fact, they might even try an immediate sneak attack so they could take over our mineshaft space.
Yeah, I think it'd be extremely naive of us, Mr. President, to imagine that these new developments are going to cause any change in Soviet expansionist policy. I mean, we must be increasingly on the alert.
to prevent them from taking over other mineshaft space in order to breed more prodigiously than we do, thus knocking us out from superior numbers when we emerge. Mr. President, we must not allow a mine...
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
While I was sitting here, going to break minutes ago, a bunch of sonic booms happened and almost blew out the windows. We thought bombs went off here. And there is Twitter in Austin saying that jets flew over and just did. I mean, a jet flew over our office at probably 500 feet with a sonic boom that almost blew the windows out. We're talking about minutes ago. Fighter jets fly by overhead. So this never goes on. This never happens. I've been in this office 14 years, and I've seen helicopters. I've seen it all, but I've not seen jets fly over Austin on purpose and then break the sound barrier. This just happened right off the border of Ukraine a few days ago. Here's some video of it. But they weren't breaking the sound barrier. This was just done in Austin minutes ago. Outside our office right now, that's going on. And I was asking the crew, I was like, during the break, go, get on air. And they go, get on air and tell them what. No, thank God Twitter's showing it all. Because God forbid reporters actually get on air and tell you what they saw. But, I mean, that is just adds to the flavor of what's going on and unfolding right now. Bro, a fighter jet just flew directly over my job in Austin. I thought I was bona fide die. It was so loud. Well, it did sonic booms. It wasn't just one jet. It was boom, boom, boom. And when they went out, more jets were flying around. So what you just saw happening in Europe is going on in Austin right now with jets reportedly over downtown. We're not in downtown. They're over downtown right now doing it. So why would the Pentagon order out of San Antonio, the big air bases, the former Strategic Air Command is the airport out here, Bergstrom Airport. Why are they swarming around? Why are they right now over Austin, sonic booms flying 500 feet above the buildings? It's all part of the fear, ladies and gentlemen. They're ordering these pilots to do this. Absolutely insane. All right, let's go to the calls, the order they are received. Who's up next here? Daniel in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex Jones. May your Father Yahweh bless you and all of your loved ones.
Thank you.
Well, I know that you love all your listeners, too, so that bounces right back to me. See how that works? Wow, fighter pilots above your building. That's crazy. Wonder if chasing one of those secret Chinese drones Mike Adams and others have reported about. That's nuts, my beloved brother. Anyways, I'm glad you talked about the Dr. Strangelove because it gives me a perfect segue. If you remember, in the movie, Strangelove forms the panel about the Soviet's doomsday machine that was programmed to detonate automatically and cannot be deactivated. All right, so that brings me to what I want to talk about. AI and Cyber Satan is running this whole thing, and I don't think we talk about it enough. You know, you got guys on like Leo Zagami and Cyrus Parza and Jay Dyer that get into it some, but we look too much at these flesh puppets in the Davos Group and the WEF. You know, we call them globalists. We call them world banksters. But they're really getting their orders from this first-generation AI engine. That's why a lot of these moves don't even make no sense. This, you know, like drag screen story hour and litter boxes in the bathroom and things like a kid's bathroom. And these moves don't make sense because it's coming from a stupid computer, and we're letting it happen. You know, and I wish that you would have a guy on named Stephen Van Noon as Israeli News Live. You know, he's had Cyrus Parza on. He's had Dave Hodges on. He's had Dr. Artis on. He's got a lot of good intel about the Cyber Satan and about Trump having investments in the vaccines and being a flesh puppet as well. I also wish that you would interview Henry Maycall about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And how, you know, and I disagree with you on Trump. I once a vaccine pimp, always a vaccine pimp. He's an installed Zionist. He's a Jesuit. He's a 33rd degree Freemason. I know there's a certain flavor of Freemasonry that you can't, that you kind of stick up for because your family roots. And I understand that, my beloved brother, because I come from.
No, I'm not a Mason. I'm not involved with Masons. I just don't think all Masons are involved in this. George Washington was a Mason. I appreciate your call. We got to move to the next person. But I'm glad you made your points. All I know is there's a bunch of fighter jets flying around right now over Austin. It's all over the news. So why are they doing that? It's to create fear. It's to create. They have plenty of places to go fly and do that. Why are they in the biggest city in Texas or the second biggest city doing that? That's a big question. Tom in New York, thanks for holding your own here. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I did receive my shipment of real red pills. Boy, I love you for it. I was in the Air Force back in the 70s, and I was stationed out at Vandenberg Air Base, which is central to SpaceX and everything else. Arthur Schlesinger used to be running around our command all the time. I mean, him and his little white hat. But at any rate, what I really wanted to get into is this dystopian situation we're into right now where you've got these people. My own family, I have a nephew that just graduated out of boot camp for the Marines. And he's been home for now 2 months. And they keep telling him, just hold on, you know, we're the full pay and this and that. Just enjoy your time. And he's in artillery. So I fully expect him to get sent over to Ukraine. I've warned my brother about it. It causes great angst because he's not aware of what's going on. So
George Soros just came out and said yesterday, the war started, it's full war. The U.S. is going to script Eastern Europeans so Americans don't know there's a war with Russia. What is Soros thinking at 95 years old or whatever he is?
Oh, George Soros, I mean, listen, if people don't know who he is and what he stands for, they're lost. You're not going to save them, okay? These folks are so brainwashed, it's impossible. The only thing I got to say is you had Ivan Raiklin on last week. And what a great interview. You need to keep that commander close to you.
Oh, he's a great guy. God bless you, Tom. Terry in Nova Scotia, Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say on the topic of World War III, first of all, everything in the media in Canada is pro-war right now. And our media in Canada, for the American listeners who might not have heard of this, our media in Canada is literally owned, funded, and operated by our government. The CBC is what their media agency here is called. And it's all pro-war. And I think what you said earlier actually really made sense, that the end game is to position China as the new world leader, because that's what the corporate lobbyists long story short, probably want, right? Because they can make the most money there with the labor conditions over there compared to North America. So I just wanted to say that, bro. And also, secondly, I love you. I first discovered you during the Iraq war back then. And I hope you don't hate me for saying this, but brother, for what is about to come in the next couple of years, you are doing the best shows ever. You are giving your most powerful messages ever, but we need you off those cigarettes for the next few years, brother, because we need you at full health, brother. I love you.
What are sin reps?
Cigarettes. Sorry, brother. Cigarettes.
Oh, I haven't smoked in like 14 years, and I did start back occasional cigarette like a year ago, and I'm actually almost off the cigarettes right now. I hear you.
Okay. Hey, thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, we're going to break, and then Hopper and others, we're going to jam a bunch of calls, and then for the next hour, I've got a special guest in studio. But Eric in Connecticut, you're up next. World War III nuke strike from Russia with Eric when we come back. I mean, this is really happening. We are already at war with Russia. This is going down, and we have to be ready, folks. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What city did you say? Oklahoma City. And it's all over Twitter. Jets are doing sound barrier events all over cities across the U.S. right now. It's all over Twitter. It happened right here in Austin, Texas. What in the hell is going on? This is just getting everybody geared up for nuclear war, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely a psychological operation. We can do a whole show on why are they doing this. I'm sure during the war room at 3 p.m. today, in about an hour and 40 minutes, they'll be covering this. But this is crazy. They're breaking the sound barrier. They're not supposed to fly over cities. They're being ordered to fly like 500 feet above our office. Sound barrier being broken. What in the hell is going on? All right, who's up next here in order? We've taken these calls. Would that be – say that again? Eric in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
So a while back on your show, you had a frequent guest, Joel Skousen, who is always very knowledgeable about the grand conspiracy. And it must have been about 10 years ago, but he said at the time that the West was going to try to elicit a nuclear first strike from Russia. At the time, I thought it was preposterous, and now it seems self-evident. But then Joel went back on that and said that Putin was trying to reconstitute the Soviet Union. But it seems like his original claim was correct, that we're trying to elicit a nuclear first strike from
Russia.
That's
right. He said around 2023, 2024, 25, the globalists would trick Russia into a first strike, and we're here.
Yeah, and that's exactly where we are. Why do you think that he backed off of that and started parroting the propaganda that Putin is going to reconstitute the Soviet Union?
Hey, let's get Joel Skousen on tomorrow to talk about it. He's a smart guy. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I just think that we're definitely barreling towards the apocalypse, Armageddon. I mean, you know, with the pandemic and now this war, and then we're going to have famine and then, you know, followed by death. It's obviously some sort of depopulation, but the West seems to want to decapitate the United States militarily and itself to put China up on top.
Well, that's right. This whole project is about bringing the U.S. down, make no mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that's not the case, like your other caller said, and we have to do something to stop this. And hopefully that we can get the word out that, you know, this warmongering is a dead end for the United States, for the West, for freedom.
It is, Eric. Great points. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Hopper in a minute, but first let's take another call from Tim in Florida. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to talk to you about this war as it pertains to regionalization. And you mentioned Kissinger's plan. He talked about a coming new mercantilism. That's a very important topic. Now, Alex, I go back a long way with you. I first listened to you on Steve Williams' radio station, WVTJ, here in Pensacola back in the 90s. I bought your products and videos over the years, and I also had a video, Blockheads, that was a finalist in your Paul Revere video contest in 2013.
Great job.
That video was about regionalization, the globalist incremental plan to develop other regional blocks like the EU around the world. But regionalization was derailed almost single-handedly by President Trump and the nationalist movement. But now it's back. It was part of Schwab's Great Reset.
And that's why they say globalism is dead, because globalism was always meant to isolate us and lock things down. We want open, free society. This is the opposite.
This is meant to fragment the world into these regional blocks. And on pages 83 and 84 of Schwab's book, he promoted regionalization as globalism's post-COVID compromise with nationalism. He wrote that regional blocks like the EU and regional supply chains, and that's important for this upcoming war footing, regional supply chains would be a compromise in-between solution, a new watered-down version of globalization. So regionalization, Alex, is Schwab's synthesis between globalism and nationalism. Now, you mentioned Kissinger's plan. He spelled out his plan in that infamous New York Times op-ed back in 2009 after Obama was elected, The Chance for a New World Order. Kissinger gave the world an ultimatum in that op-ed. He said that the world would either accept a world government,
or war.
He called it an international political regulatory system, or he warned the world would fragment into what he called a new mercantilism of competing regional units. Now, Alex, you're a student of history. You remember historic mercantilism. You had the English Empire and the French Empire and the Spanish Empire. All these empires, the pretext for the consolidation of power and the harnessing of all the resources within each one of those empires, they were built up because of threats from the other empires. And so they pitted the empires against each other, and each one of them benefited. And that's exactly what Kissinger is talking about, a new mercantilism. But instead of these old empires, it's going to be regional blocks. And it's not going to be just three.
So, Tim, you're a super smart guy, and I love our callers. You're very impressive. How do you think this is going to end? Are they going to stop?
I think it'll be as Lincoln Bloomfield said in 1962. He said that world government wouldn't come about unless they built regional blocks first. But that won't come. He said it'll take 200 years. But he said that can be short-circuited with wars, or the threats of wars, or what he called sudden, nasty, or traumatic.
Well, that's right. In 92, he told the Evian France Bilderberg Group they would use the threat of war to bring in UN troops in America. Incredible call, Tim. Thank you. Hopper in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I think next up in the hopper here with the shake and bake strategy from the West, NATO and the U.S. is that they're falling into a tank trap where, like, the escalation is going to increase from javelins and drones, artillery to armored personnel carriers to now tanks, and they're sending tanks, main battle tanks, into an area where Russia has air superiority. So those tanks are going to have a big issue with that and the artillery. And then when they're getting knocked out and there's burning...
next is bringing the air cover. Exactly. It's a threat escalation.
Cover, which are the jets you're seeing. And this, you know, this is part of a, you know, greater, more ancient war against Christianity through dark forces. You know, a lot of people forget to realize we're in the year of the rabbit. And, you know, it's going to be a wild year full of rabbit holes. And people forget the rabbit hole of where the original pyramids are. And the original pyramids are actually ancient Slavic pyramids in the Balkans that are twice to three times the size of the ones in Egypt.
No, all that's true. And it's come out that when jets are over cities, they're doing targeting drills of city areas. And so you ask, why are they over all the cities? They're doing attack drills right now.
Or they could also be heading over there. And this is connected also with coronavirus, where the biggest funder of the World Health Organization is Germany. So they're using this as a smoke screen.
Bottom line, World War III has begun. Thank you, sir. All right, special guests in studio. More calls straight ahead. Make no mistake, the New World Order's here, folks. We live to see it. Stay with us.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
There's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Minutes ago, and we're going to break, and there's sonic booms, the building shakes, and I love the crew. They're great, but a lot of them are reporters. And I say, hey, I want you to go in the control room and talk about what you just saw in the window shake. And they said, oh, you just talk about it. Okay, well, great, I'll talk about it. But you know, it sounds crazy to sit there and say that, but then it's all over Twitter. It's not just here. It's other parts of the country. F-18s, F-16s, F-15s, flying over at 500 to 1,000 feet, sonic booms, rattling the buildings. They're doing drills of targeting targets inside cities ahead of what's happening on the border of Russia right now. But Tyler Bennett is a guest here with us to cover the waterfront on the new IRS rules and the rest of it. And so he will tell you what he saw. Go ahead. Tell us what you saw, what you heard.
Well, Alex, it was crazy because about half an hour ago, we did hear this large sonic boom here over Austin. And you know what? It fits in perfectly with the fear that the regime is trying to give the people. Because Alex is right. When they're flying over cities, American cities like that, that's what they're practicing on attacking, right? And so the only reason they would do that is to strike fear into the populace. A populace that is controlled by fear is controlled. And as we all know, the other way they control you, and it's tax time again, is through your money. Because all those M1 Abrams tanks are not cheap. And guess who's paying it? You and me.
It's crazy. But it's not just here. It's in Oklahoma. We're getting reports out of California, New York. Why suddenly do they have military jets do drills of strafing targets?
The only reason they would do that, Alex, is that because they believe that there could be some kind of conflict here in America that they're going to use that force against.
Ah, remember it came out like 8 years ago or now. Obama was thinking about using jets against the American people.
That's right. And so the same thing's happening here. The Democratic regime is back in control. You know, they used to call him Obama for a reason. And now Biden is apparently headed down the same path.
And he said, I'm really good at killing people with drones.
Exactly. And it's been mentioned before, but we've taken most of the humanity out of the military, and now all these attacks are done by machines that do not have a conscience, that do exactly what they are told to do with no regard to human life whatsoever.
All right, you've been so busy in the last month, you can only come on one time, but I wanted to get you here, just talk about big picture and what's happening in the tax system and how so many listeners are like, hey, the IRS is unconstitutional. The 16th Amendment's a fraud. I'm not going to pay it. Hey, if that's what you're going to do, that's your decision. That more power to you. I agree it's a fraud. We're not debating whether the income tax is a fraud. I support legislation that they've introduced in the House to abolish the IRS. But they passed this law getting rid of 87,000 IRS agents. The Senate, they passed it in the House. The Senate has not passed that. So I'm being a realist here. Use the tricks the establishment has to mitigate and cut your taxes down if you're not going to go the route of going completely rogue, which with this rogue government, I'm not attacking you. I understand what you're doing, and I mean, I get you. I support you. Just know the mafia will break your legs. And so we saw new numbers 2 weeks ago that made a lot of attention, and they should have, that the majority of the new agents they've hired in the last 2 years, not just this new tranche of 87,000, is to target people making $40,000 a year or less, even though they pay a tiny amount of the taxes. So it's not about getting tax revenue. It's about destroying working class people and making them go on welfare to control them. And that's what you've always said with your great national and all the team you've got. You got 75-year-old tax lawyer experts working for you. We're going to have your partner and co-owner on in the next few weeks that have been doing this for decades that understand how to protect people. So if people want a mitigating effect, they should really do it with JonesTaxRelief.com. That takes you there, 800-869-0723. They can answer all your questions. It really is a smart thing for folks to do.
That's right, Alex. And so we have seen legislation hit Congress right now where they're talking about, abolishing the income tax and having a flat sales tax, right? And McCarthy changed his opinion on that yesterday. And that goes back to the whole deep state politics things of they will say whatever they need to say at the time. But really, there's two systems. It's them and us. And you need to keep that in mind because you're a taxpayer of the United States, not a globalist, not an elitist. There's two separate systems. They will say the politicians will say whatever they need to. But reality is completely different. And the reality, as we can tell from the jets flying overhead, from the basic declarations of war, from the sending of billions of dollars worth of war equipment to Ukraine, that they want you to be scared. Because, like I said before, when you're scared, they can control you and they can get more money out of you. Because if you're scared and then you hear on the news the truth that the IRS has hired 87,000 people, 7,000 of which are to answer the phones, the other 80,000 which are to audit the middle and lower classes. We know it's the middle and lower classes because the IRS has repeatedly said and been found out in TIGTA audits. That's the organization that audits the IRS.
And these new training videos have come out of them saying, we're going to get that pool cleaner. We're going to get that landscaper. That person making 40 grand a year, we're going to SWAT team them. They're literally hiring all these crazy goons with guns to go after a segment of the population paying less than 6% of the taxes.
That's right.
I mean, wow, what is that about?
Well, remember, they...
Because if you really want to get tax money, which they all have is just printing money, you go after the ultra-rich who are exempt, basically. You don't go after working-class people.
That's exactly right, Alex. And the Biden administration, since day one, has tried to close the so-called tax gap by attacking the middle class. The tax gap is the difference in what the IRS is owed each year and what they actually get. And they're about $1 trillion short last year, even though they posted record profits, by the way. But that $1 trillion, Alex, could be used to pay for an entire program such as Social Security or defense. So it really is a substantial amount of money. And yes, if we just tax the people at the top a tiny bit more, most of them aren't even paying anything in income tax, that would close that gap so quickly. But it's hard to do that for the regime. It takes more effort. It takes more people.
So there's three ways to do this. You can either be a top globalist, 1/10 of 1%, and pay no tax, which nobody's part of that group,
right?
That we know. Or you can use the tax system they wrote and learn their tricks against them. Or you can go totally rogue, which I say more power to you, just know it's dangerous. So the question is, we're not telling you what to do. We're saying, okay, you're not Jeff Bezos, you're not Elon Musk, you're not Bill Gates, so you don't pay zero tax, basically. Musk pays a little because he agreed to. The other ones don't. Or you can go along and be a schmuck and overpay, or you can use tricks they have to mitigate it way down, and that's what you do at JonesTaxRelief.com.
Exactly, Alex.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GetATaxLawyer.com is a great sponsor. And Tyler Bennett here, it's American Tax Relief, is with us. You go to JonesTaxRelief.com, then we get the sponsorship and the credit. But they can really navigate you quickly, cut right to the chase with advice from a law firm with CPAs, hundreds of employees all across the United States. If you decide to not be a 1/10 of 1 percenter that's exempt, which none of us are, or you want to go totally rogue and the whole thing's a fraud, I get what you're doing. You know, I understand it. I think you're right. Or you can be like me where you got to hire employees and still run an operation. You pay the mafia, but you do things that mitigate that up to 90%. So, Tyler Bennett, what is this gear up against the working class about that Biden's put in place?
Okay, so what the Biden regime has put in place with this bill that has funded the IRS and given him so much more manpower is, like I was saying, they have decided to purposely target the middle class small business owners because these are people that a lot of them were on W-2s before, and now because the changing economy are new business owners or even the business owners that have been around for a while. The rules are changing because of the post-COVID economy. And because of that, the regime is fully prepared and about to engage in a smash and grab against these small businesses.
And by the way, they now admit mainstream news, even CNN, Fox News. The last 2 years, they've already targeted the poorest workers. So that's already happening, but they're escalating.
Correct. And if we look at those last 2 years, mathematically, there's a 5-to-1 chance of the lower class getting audited to the upper class. And this is just getting worse this year because, like I said, They are powerful and they're bullies and they're going to go after the easy target. And so here is how we are battling the system, the regime. The way they are going after people is they are going to audit people en masse and make wild allegations. And a lot of these people, if they're not properly represented, are just going to take what the government's saying and roll over because it's the government. But what you need to know is they do not have your rights in mind when they come to audit you, and you need protection from this. So what we're offering is audit protection for the next 3 years. If you're a small business owner, if you are new on a 1099, if you have deductions that the IRS is likely to challenge, which is anything that's going to give you a substantially lower liability, you are in the targeted group for audits. And if that is the case, we are offering audit protection for the next 3 years. You can sign up, and that means if the IRS or the state attempts to audit or attack or assess you in the next 3 years, you already have us representing you, and we will handle it and make sure your rights are taken care of.
So this is like that super popular stuff where people go out and they get the gun insurance. Unless they shoot a criminal in their house or business, then a law firm is going to...
That's pretty much exactly right, because we don't know when that criminal is going to show in your house or if it is, but the insurance makes it so that you don't go to jail when somebody...
And you've explained this to me, and I've talked to other big tax lawyers. They say what you're saying is accurate. When they know a big firm is behind somebody, they move on to the next person almost always. So you get a few battles here and there, exactly. But that's why it's like so easy, because once they know you're there, it's...
The reality of the situation is they're bullies, and they are looking for pushovers. And once they find out that you're not a pushover because you have somebody in your corner that knows what they're talking about or willing to assert your rights, it's easier for them to move on to the next target at this point.
And again, we're promoting this to hardworking blue-collar folks to salt the earth. What you guys' real specialty is cryptocurrency, middle-class folks, rich people, and that's your main business, is all sorts of tax preparing. And the stuff you advise us on, I went and had third parties check it. They said it's dead on.
Well, so the thing is the regime is, you know, in this bureaucratic nightmare where they have these things that they wanted the IRS to do, the hiring of agents, the taxing of $600 on Zelle and all that stuff, right?
They want to kill the underground economy.
Exactly. But here's the situation is the Biden administration came at the IRS so full force with that the day before Christmas yesterday, the IRS said, we just do not have the ability to make these changes this year.
I saw that. Even the IRS said, whoa, don't have us do this.
So when even the IRS, who has just given a bunch of money and new agents, is saying, listen, we don't still have the resources or manpower to deal with these new tax laws because they would create so many more audits and so much more work.
And again, the lockdowns they admit were meant to destroy small business. They know everybody's reorganizing now. They want to come back with a double hit.
That's exactly right, and that's why the IRS has made more money last year and in 22 than ever before, because they knocked out all those small businesses and the people working for them had to get 1099 jobs. They were not.
I want to get into what the IRS is doing, what you think Congress should do when we start the next hour, but talk about the services right now at JonesTaxRelief.com. Takes you right to our main website, but then that way they know it's a sponsorship. We get the support, so it's a win-win. Everybody should be doing this. You should get a review. It's so important. What are the services you offer?
Okay, so as I was mentioning previously, audit protection. This means for 3 years, we're going to review your transcripts on a monthly basis, monitor any IRS notices you receive, and prevent audits by tracking your IRS file and see if anything's flagged.
So you have the file directed to you.
Correct. Once we get a power of attorney on file, then the IRS will contact us before they contact the taxpayer.
And then right away when it's a big law firm, they go, ooh.
Exactly. So then they know that.
They just move on to the next victim.
In most cases, yes.
You got to fight some fights. But
right, exactly. They're, you know.
Well, do you have a ratio of if you're not represented, how much they come after you versus if you do?
What I can tell you is if you're not represented and they come after you, there is virtually a 0% chance of getting any equity in that out of that scenario, because you're dealing with someone under the color of the U.S. government. And believe me, they will use the color of their title to scare you into thinking that is the only way out of situation.
And explain, color of law means it looks like it's law, but it's not.
The color of law means because I'm the person speaking to you is an IRS agent, you believe that they know everything that they're saying legally is correct and they have the law on their side to do what they're trying to do to you. But that is not the case. The IRS agents that produce, that do audits on people on the small business sector, they are merely clerks that work for the IRS, and they use a guideline called the Internal Revenue Manual, which many of them misinterpret every day.
Sure. What do you make of all these videos that we've played before you got here and weeks before, where they're like training thousands of agents with guns that look like they can't even find which end it is? They're like, we're going to get the person with the daycare and the person that cleans cars and the person that mows lawns. And they're like, yeah, I mean, what? That is so bizarre.
It's the militarization of the IRS. And we've seen it in the last year, where last year they bought 4 million rounds of ammunition. They bought all these guns. And this year now they have created a brand new criminal investigation unit called the Office of Fraud Enforcement. Now, these are people that would normally do jobs that the FBI does, but it's all within the criminal armed investigation unit of the IRS.
And the bottom line is they're looking for easy targets.
They're looking for easy targets, and they carry guns.
And they're targeting a group that pays almost none of the taxes.
It is easy for them to go after the lower and middle classes because the lack of education that is traditional between the class system in the United States. And so they will use...
Now, we're not being mean. It's just that wealthy and people and middle-class people game the tax code that's written for them.
We're just
saying learn how to do that legally. So rattle through it in the last 3 minutes to break. What are the great services you have for people worth $100 million, $100,000, people that are in debt? I mean, just you have services for everything. Because you've got the blueprint. You just give folks the tricks to it.
Correct, Alex. And there's three categories here. There is the present. That's this year. That's this year's filing. Everyone needs to file their taxes this year, including me and you. So everyone needs to do that. We can do that for you. And also, if you're in the type of situation and we can look at your account where we think an audit is possible, then we can do the audit protection for you. We also work in the past. That means if you're saying, hey, Tyler, I already owe the IRS or the state a substantial amount of money. How can I get out of that hole? We do settlements. We can do...
What's your average settlement, Dalbeck? Because I've seen some of the numbers. It's pretty amazing.
So it's different for every person, but we can get a lot of them down to 10 or 15%, provided that the economics are there. If you're the type of person that is making $1 million a year and you owe $20,000, I'm not going to be able to lower your tax debt to 10% of that. But most people are not in that situation. It's the other way around. They owe a fat tax debt, and there's no way they're going to be able to pay it off in a reasonable amount of time. When that is the case, it is your right as a taxpayer to get a settlement from the IRS.
But if you don't know to settle, it'll just rack up, and then they'll come arrest you.
Oh, correct, because they are not going to tell you you have the right to settle. They're going to want you to just keep paying those bills as they rack up penalties and interest. Eventually, you won't even be paying your taxes anymore. You're just paying the interest and penalties on top of it as the debt accrues and accrues and accrues. And that's what we prevent, and we'll settle that so that doesn't happen. Now, if you are making money in the future and you want to pay less in taxes, you may not have your entity structuring in the most beneficial way, using corporations and flow-through entities so that you pay the least amount of taxes legally possible. C corporations pay the lowest tax rate in this country. It's a flat tax of 21%, whether you made $10 or $10 million.
And again, folks, this is the secret knowledge that I want you to know. And a lot of my listeners are like, screw you. I'm living out here in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. Hey, I wish I was with you. Do what you want. I'm just saying, if you want to be in the system, you might as well know the rules of it. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.